Nolte, Multiple Women Accuse Marilyn Manson of Rape, Biting, and Torture. By John Nolte on February 2, 2021. In one day, goth rocker Marilyn Manson's 31-year career was destroyed over multiple abuse allegations from 8 different women. In just one day, Manson lost an acting role on the Starz show American Gods. AMC pulled an episode of Creepshow he was set to appear in, and his music label dropped him. His agency, the powerful CAA, has also dumped him. Manson released a statement that same day denying the allegations. "Obviously, my art and my life have long been magnets for controversy. But these recent claims about me are horrible distortions of reality. My intimate relationships have always been entirely consensual with like-minded partners. Regardless of how, and why, others are now choosing to misrepresent the past, that is the truth." The fallout all began on Monday when Evan Rachel Wood, star of HBO's Westworld and a hashtag MeToo activist, accused Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, of brainwashing and manipulating her into submission. Here's the full statement from her Instagram account. "The name of my abuser is Brian Warner, also known to the world as Marilyn Manson. He started grooming me when I was a teenager and horrifically abused me for years. I was brainwashed and manipulated into submission. I am done living in fear of retaliation, slander, or blackmail. I'm here to expose this dangerous man and call out the many industries that have enabled him, before he ruins any more lives." Wood's allegations reach back more than 10 years. The two of them reportedly started dating in 2007, when he was 38 and she was 19. The couple got engaged in 2010. Soon after the engagement, they broke up. That same day, 6 other women published their own allegations, including allegations of rape and torture. Hit the link for their full statements. Sarah McNeely. "As he was wooing me, I would come to find out he was torturing others. Before long, I was the one being tortured. I was emotionally abused, terrorized, and scarred. I was locked in rooms when I was bad, sometimes forced to listen to him entertaining other women." Ashley Lindsay Morgan. "There was abuse, sexual violence, physical violence, and coercion." Ashley Walters. "It felt like I was his property because he would offer me up for sexual encounters and bragged he could do so. I'd be threatened if he wasn't happy or made to so impossible tasks so he could berate mine. He isolated me from friends and family. Sometimes I wouldn't be allowed to leave for days, sometimes I wouldn't be allowed to sleep. He frequently became violent, throwing glass plates and heavy objects." Gabriella. "He would tie me up for the first of many times and rape me. He took naked photos of me without my permission while I was sleeping and tied up and sent them to his friends. He would force me to take drugs, more than my body could handle. I woke up with paramedics shining a flashlight, slapping my face, while trying to make me throw up." 2 other women posted allegations on Instagram and then deleted them. While former porn star Jenna Jameson says her relationship with Manson was consensual, she also said she left him over his biting her during sex and his fantasies about burning her alive. A California state senator, Susan Rubio, is urging the U.S. Justice Department to launch an investigation into the 52-year-old. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.